The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we have a beautiful, sexy guest who we definitely didn't bully into sticking around. Please join me in welcoming back Steven Schleicher. Hi, Steven.
Hello, hello, hello.
Crowd loves you, Steven.
I have to say, friends, let's do this in 5 years for the 40th anniversary and just talk like 2 more hours on Akira. This was fun.
We barely talked about the mutant babies.
We barely talked about any of it. And it was so, and I had a great time.
if you were talking about cultural influence, the one thing I was surprised nobody brought up.
Oh, boy.
All of these children have numbers on their hands. Mm-hmm. What is a recent pop culture phenomena that has children being... No.
Children. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh, I don't watch
11.
I'm admitting that.
Yeah. And 7 and all those things. The numbering of these children is kind of creepy. So much so that, and again, you kind of need to read the manga, but the woman who is the priestess who is mm-hmm. ushering in the coming of Akira, she used to be an Esper too. And at one point you can see, not in the movie, I don't think, but in the manga, she's got a number 9 on her palm.
Oh,
so yeah, that's why she's, you know, she is also trying to disrupt the government and bring about the return of Akira for her own reasons. And so
Okay,
we should just sit down and do a live watch of this and,
yes.
Record a commentary.
Or we should do the manga. If she's 9 and she's Japanese, then here's my question. Is she actually Yoko Ono?
9?
If you understood that reference, you are my kind of people.
9?
We had a couple great questions about Akira.
Sometimes I like to say that Akira is bigger than Jesus.
I mean, if that's a true reality, then arguably. We have a couple great questions from Patreon.
Akira versus Jesus?
That's
the question?
Yeah, 100%. I want to thank Adam Roberson and everybody who asked us about the cultural impact of Akira, what its influence. We've talked a lot about that in bits and pieces, but I actually have...
We have some questions from our wonderful patrons,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just want to make sure.
I said that.
Just want to make it clear. Sorry.
But I want us to kind of focus on this question from Allie Hennigan, which I think is really good. And she says, Akira is widely considered one of the most iconic Japanese films and had a major impact on pop culture. Where do you see these effects of what Akira achieved in other mediums beyond anime? We've talked about that a bit, but is there a film that compares an impact from the West? So I want to talk about, is there an American animated film that has the same or similar impact as Akira did? She gives an example that I think is good, but I know we can come up with something, and then goes on to ask, is Akira the best anime?
Do you want to save her example to see if we
I
say
will. It? Yeah.
I think should we go with the actual professor on this podcast, Stephen? What would be your answer for this?
Oh, if I'm trying to say if there's
an American.
So the question is, is there an American animated movie that has the same cultural impact as Akira?
Yeah, or I guess the same level of cultural impact.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. It's an easy answer for me, but just because I think it's the greatest animated movie of all time, and that's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh, contender.
Yeah, I think when you think about, I mean, yes, there have been some fantastic animations, but when you look at Into the Spider-Verse, it really took the art form of animation and said, we can do something different. Mm-hmm. And they did. And when you mm-hmm. look at Akira, you're like, we know what animation has been in Japan before this. Mm-hmm. We want to do something radically different. And if you look and see what people are doing now in animation, a lot of them are like, how can we be like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Well, especially look at the new Turtles movie.
It looks so good. Yeah. I'm so excited
no,
for
it. That's the thing I like that Spider-Verse taught the movie industry was basically like animation doesn't have to be so clean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't have to be so straight lines. You know, my answer for this,
mm-hmm.
I kind of think would be Toy Story.
Okay,
the first
that is
one.
Allie's. She said, I think Toy Story.
Because... Mm-hmm. For two reasons. One is that, well, just for it being the first computer-generated animated film of all time, which has led to almost every television animated series now is computer-generated. Almost every animated film mm-hmm. is, like, computer-generated now. But also, I think Toy Story broke the trend of what people thought an animated movie was, because up to that point, think about it, Disney was writing this renaissance mm-hmm. of animated musicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Toy Story
like
comes
operatic yes. musical.
And so everybody, like, remember Prince of Egypt? It was a musical.
Remember now? Anastasia, which is 20th Century Fox?
So everybody was doing, every studio were doing animated musicals. Mm-hmm. And then Toy Story comes along.
And fantasy too.
Yeah. Toy Story comes along and kind of says, no, you can just do a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's enough. And now we just have, we've had 25 years of, almost 30 years of Toy Story copies.
I also want to put into contention for the Western side of the conversation. I mean, we've got to at least give our hats off to Snow White for being the first fully animated feature.
Oh, fair.
Sure.
That's a lazy choice, yeah. But if we weren't going to talk about Toy Story. And Toy Story, even though it did use CGI, and we've talked about this extensively, Steven's talked about this on Major Spoilers a million times, mm-hmm. but like was not the first movie to ever use CGI.
Oh, no,
right?
No.
Like they use CGI, but fully CGI.
Fully CGI.
Yeah.
And actually, I will say is I rewatched it a couple of years ago, and mm-hmm. I will say that it is interesting because the animation has not held up as well as I remember it being.
It mostly works, I think, on the toys because toys are kind of shiny and plasticky
it's the dog,
anyway.
It's the dog and the people.
It's the environment.
Yeah.
And the environment is very empty.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything's a little flat.
The dog is mm-hmm. the dog is like brutal.
Yeah. But at the time, I remember when I saw it in 95 thinking that looked amazing.
Oh, it was the greatest thing that you've ever seen. And again, we'll probably say the same thing about Into the Spider-Verse. And,
oh, of course.
You know, 20 years, we'll be like, oh, look at how far we've come and how much has changed. But yeah, I like the Toy Story suggestion, dear patron, and also Jason. I think that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. So let's throw the gauntlet down. I know Jason is the least anime fan among us, but he's not uninitiated.
No, I should not ask this. I should not answer this question at all. I am not as well versed in anime as the two of you. So I will kick off this question to mm-hmm. both of you. Is Akira the best anime? Like just objectively.
I see you doing the fancy pronunciation. Do you say manga?
I do.
Manga.
Yes.
We accept all pronunciations here as non-Japanese speakers.
Because there's also an original user of Zonga.
Zonga. Wow. That's a timely reference with an X.
That's a reference to 2005.
The year before I saw Gira for the first time.
So, Steven, I mean, I don't have the breadth of knowledge on this to answer this question.
I'm not sure I do either.
Okay.
I think that would be something I should bring my kids in because they just devour anime nonstop thanks to streaming media. I really still like Akira. I think it holds up. I'm trying to think of anything more recent. You know, the first choice, some people might say, oh, well, haven't you watched, gosh, what did we just watch recently that I was like, oh, that was a really cool anime. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Chainsaw Man. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, man. My youngest loves it. My wife hates Chainsaw Man.
I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, she just thinks it's too violent, especially with the dog.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that's just what they did to that dog is just too much. I think Akira, I think is still probably my best, even though, like I said, the kids have devoured so much more that they could probably just jump up and say, oh no, you should watch this. You should watch this. By the way, I let my oldest when he's like 16 now. I think when he was 14 or 15, I said, hey, I think you're old enough to watch Akira.
Mm-hmm.
And he was probably 30 minutes into it and he was bored. And he's like, I think I'm going to go do something else.
Oh, no.
No, that actually doesn't surprise me.
So think about it, though, from that perspective, if you had never seen Akira before, but you had seen Hunter x Hunter and all of these things that have come out now. And then you're like, no, watch Akira. It would be the equivalent of me saying, Jason, you need to sit down and you need to watch The General.
Oh yeah.
And then you would be like, what? I don't want to watch a black and white silent film. This is not interesting.
It's also very similar to I've heard this from a couple of friends of mine that are film school professors. It's they call this the Citizen Kane effect, that you can watch Citizen Kane, which most critics will argue as objectively the greatest American film ever made.
Mm-hmm.
But because it has been so duplicated and so referenced and so homaged that people are bored by the originator. And I could see Akira kind of falling into that same trap as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we're looking at stuff pre-Akira, like stuff that might have influenced Akira, I think you have to give like a huge amount of credit to Speed Racer.
Mm. Yes.
And I think
I watched that. And I watched Speed Racer as a way wee baby, like 2, 3, 4 years old. I was watching Speed Racer.
You can also find it like all over the internet. Speed Racer is actually super, super accessible. Astro Boy, I think, deserves
Astro
a lot.
Boy. I love,
I unironically, with my whole heart and soul, love Astro Boy.
Yeah. Astro Boy's good.
Yeah.
I think those
it
are
is
two.
Really good.
Those are two that definitely deserve to be credited. I also think Akira comes up in a time in Japanese animation, at least in terms of its larger cultural impact on not only its own industry, but like other film and the world, comes up at a time with a lot of other great things. Like we talked about Ghost in the Shell earlier. We talked about Neon Genesis Evangelion. Like the 80s is also the beginning of the magical girl revolution, where we're getting like Sailor Moon gets the Deke dub and comes into popularity. And it's so funny because now we're in this renaissance where I'm like, the kids these days don't know the kind of access that they have because like Steven's watching in Japanese. Like I couldn't even find English dubs of stuff to buy before.
Yeah, if it wasn't for
Suncoast
Video. Yeah, if it wasn't for Suncoast Video back in the day, I would not have the anime exposure that I have.
Yeah.
Man, Suncoast Video, that is a business I have not thought about that's 20 that's years.
That is literally a deep dive because that was at the time, back in the, you know, late 90s, that was the place to go to that actively carried anime, that had an anime section.
Yeah, I remember.
Afterwards, everybody else exploded.
Yeah, because they tended to, Suncoast was like this weird chain, but they tended to have like the more unique movies that Blockbuster would not have.
Oh, so they were like the film, the like artsy
person. They were like the film student place to go.
Or chain.
But I think if you're doing, I'm going to use a phrase because Jason and I threw this around as an episode concept. So maybe if people want it, they can request it. Maybe we'll bring Steven back for it. If we were going to do like the Mount Rushmore of anime.
Oh boy. Sit back on the sidelines.
I definitely think Akira deserves to be in contention. Oh, yeah. Whether or not it's the best depends on your taste and your preferences, of course, but it definitely deserves to be in contention just for the fact that it's 35 years old and a bunch of us knew about it before we were even able to have any kind of ease of access to it.
It's the to make a Mount Rushmore reference, it's the Teddy Roosevelt face.
Because it's me?
It would be.
Yep. Because it's mean and we don't quite agree with everything it did, but it still made an impact. And we can't deny it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it would be up there. So you certainly have to include a Studio Ghibli movie, but I don't know
which one
people would go to. I would tend to lean more towards My Neighbor Totoro or Totoro.
I'm a Spirited Away girl.
Castle in the Sky. Yeah, Spirited Away is good.
I think,
and then
geeky.
I think you know, for me, I really think you also need to add Lupin the Third, the Castle of Cagliostro.
Oh,
is
that's
a fantastic.
Also, if anyone's watching the Lupin series from France, it's the second time I've referenced this in 2 weeks. It's Lupin the Third is based on the same original French source material.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like a Sherlocky type detective, Lupin the Third is very, very good.
Yeah, and Jason, if you haven't seen Castle of Cagliostro, you need to watch it.
I have not, but
people have recommended
it to me, though, actually. So, yeah. Oh, wow.
People usually recommend Jason watches Evangelion, and I'm like, that's a hard sell.
So my anime background is not as extensive as Ashley because it was very hard for me to have access to it. But shortly after my Akira experience, somebody in the dorm was like, hey, this guy over here, he has a lot of anime on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And it's one of those where you go up to his door and you'd hear like this death metal coming from the other side of his dorm. And so you'd knock on the door and then, you know, you'd have to knock on it again. And suddenly, the music would be switched off instantly. And you'd wait a second and you'd hear click, 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 click as he's undoing all of the bolts on his door.
Uh-huh.
And it opens an inch and you see his little white face with glasses sticking out. Yeah, what do you want? I was like, oh, do you have like, I think at the time it may have been Evangelion or something police. I forget which one it was. And he just kind of is like, okay. And then he closes the door and you hear click, 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 click as he's locking the doors back up. And I'm standing out there for like a few minutes and I'm just like, what's going on? Did he just blow me off? And then a couple minutes later, click, 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 click. And it opens up just enough so this VHS can slide out between the cracks. And then he's like, bring it back to me next week. And then closes the door. So that was kind of how I had access to anime when I was younger. But like I said, when Suncoast came out, that's when I could really get stuff. And when I lived in California, I had a friend from Brazil and was just totally into everything anime. And he's like, oh, you need to watch Castle of Cagliostro. Mm-hmm. You need to watch Cowboy Bebop. You mm-hmm. need to watch Serial Experiments Lane.
I was going to bring up Lane.
Gosh, that's another mind trip of a series that I actually skipped work for 2 days so I could watch that entire series without being interrupted.
It's very very dark and deals with a lot of children. So if the Esper part of Akira bugs you, you're not going to love it.
Yeah. It's so I was getting into all of that at the time and just, you know, just kind of grew from there. And every time I could watch something, I would watch something. Then, of course, when the boys came around, I didn't know when was the right time to introduce them to Akira, but they, you know, to anime, and they just found it on their own where they'll just, I don't know what they're watching at any given time.
Those kids these days.
Well, they watch it. I usually am in another part of the house when they're watching, but my wife is usually just hanging out in the living room. So she gets exposed to a lot more of it than they do. Well, than I do, I should say.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, friends, I think we've done it. I think we're gonna say goodbye, but before we go, if anybody is not already following Steven, where can people find you one more time? All over
majorspoilers.com is the website. Major Spoilers on Twitter, Major Spoilers on Instagram, Major Spoilers pretty much everywhere. I think if you just do a search for it, you can find me there, and I hope to see you
there. You go. All righty, thank you everyone for listening. We love you. It's because of you we're able to do this and so much more. Jason, you want to say bye?
Bye. I'm Jay Sinneman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Tetsuo.
Can we all do a Tetsuo? Like, Tetsuo!
Sure. Okay.
Or is it Kanada? Kanada!
You know, why don't we do dealer's choice? Let's make this as chaotic as possible.
All right, so I did mine, so.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that at the same time.
Oh, which one are we saying? Tetsuo or Kanada?
No, I was like, let's do whatever we want, so it'll
you
be
pick.
Nonsense.
Oh, so whatever we want. Okay, so say whatever you want in 3, 2, 1.
Tetsuo!
Ford Windstar!
Kanada!
Madness.